As we live our lives day by day and we observe the world around us, we observe things all the time, whether it be on TV, watching the news, studying current events, or whether it be watching sporting events such as football, basketball, whatever, or even just watching movies or just learning stuff in school. We all take in knowledge, and we take all the facts that we can do, take in, and we gather opinions about everything. Our opinions definitely should represent what we believe to be the truth, but we can only have a perception of what could be the truth after we observe as many facts as we can about something. Without observing the facts, we really can't form an opinion about something. And basically, I do think that opinions are feelings and beliefs based on facts about any particular topic. And if you don't have any feelings or beliefs, then you really can't form an opinion on something. Because opinions are tied into critical thinking as far as quickly thinking to solve problems. Not just in physics yet, but just in anything in general. In order to quickly think, you got to have an opinion about the basis of the topic. And in order to do that, you got to have factual knowledge about the topic. And critical thinking is definitely a big part of the physics problem-solving method, because that's where you take all your knowledge and like your basic background, everything you observe around you, and you tie it all together. You plug it into basic formulas and equations, and use that knowledge to go through the basic steps that you would go through to solve a physics problem, whether it be something as simple as basically trying to figure out how fast a rock will fall when I drop it from my hand, or something more complex such as ozone depletion and how much carbon dioxide is in the air and how much will be in the air if we keep doing what we do these days. Everything ties into the problem-solving method, and in order to do that, you gotta have an opinion about what's going on. If you don't have an opinion, then you can't really... That's just one thing that'll hold you back from solving your problem. And then formal training in the physics problem-solving method tends to produce more successful people, because this is where you first learn to tie in basic facts and concepts and use it to solve simple problems that are cut in stone. And knowing the basic fundamental outline of solving this can go a long way in helping you solve more and more complex problems, not just in physics, but you break it down to biology, to chemistry, to other sciences. They all tie into each other, and it all comes from the basic problem-solving method that you learn in physics. This can just go anywhere, not even in any kind of science. So if you want to be the President of the United States, you have all kinds of crazy foreign policy problems you gotta deal with. And knowing the formal physics problem-solving method, knowing the basic way of breaking down the problem and going about solving it, will help solve all these international problems. So basically, people who do master the physics problem-solving method do tend to become more successful, because they have an idea how to solve basic problems, and they build on that, and they solve more and more complex problems, or just different problems in general, things that may not be hard, but they tie in a different way. Now, an experience I had where a friend of mine, were debating something, and my friend didn't know the proper definition of opinion, was one time we were talking about golfers and who we thought the greatest golfer was out there. Now, my friend did not agree with me that Tiger Woods was not the greatest golfer out there, but he knew nothing about golf, knew nothing about Tiger Woods and his accomplishments. He really didn't have a sound in his head when I was pointing out all his accomplishments and achievements, and he had no response because he really knew nothing about the topic. That was just one personal experience that I had where my friend didn't know about opinion. That's just important to have an idea of all the facts before you go saying something, because you can end up sounding really stupid, and you really want to accomplish much or get very much done.